Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Let's begin with music by Dvorak this morning. This comes from a great disc of oboe music put together by the past principal oboist of the San Francisco Ballet Orchestra and San Francisco Chamber Symphony. The disc is called After a Dream and features the oboe in song. We'll be hearing Dvorak's love songs, which although they date back from 1888, they began in his mind two decades earlier. Back in 1865, in a state of unrequited love, he dashed off the 18-song cycle Caprice in a mere 2.5 weeks. He later revised 8 of them, and those are we will be hearing. Let's be speaking clearly this morning. Here's Bill Banovitz and Barbara Lester Sink.
Thank you.
Oboist Bill Banovitz and Barbara Lester Sink on piano. And those were Dvorak's love songs.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on this morning with some music by the Czech composer Leos Janáček. His Sinfonietta is dedicated to the Czechoslovak Armed Forces. And Janáček said, in quotes, "It was intended to express contemporary free man, his spiritual beauty and joy, his strength, courage, and determination to fight for victory." It had its premiere back in June of 1926, and this morning we're going to hear a performance by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra with Charles Dutoit conducting. Here are the opening two movements. The opening allegretto and following andante from Janáček Sinfonietta. Those were the members of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra with Charles Dutoit conducting.
You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Rio Theatre is your independent East Vancouver theatre, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays. This May, movies are back at the Rio. Fridays at 11 p.m., there's no better place to be than at the Rio Theatre for classics such as Battle Royale, Purple Rain, The Dark Crystal, and Jackie Brown. As always, ticket prices are reduced for midnight movies if you arrive in costume, so dress to impress. Special events this month at the Rio include May 16th, open mic night at the Rio with East Van's Got Talent, starting at 8 p.m. Alan Doyle performing live Wednesday, May 23rd, also at 8 p.m. May 30th, get your nerd on with the live Dungeons & Dragons comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers the last Wednesday of every month as they quest for glory and snacks in this live, improvised spectacular. Did we mention that movies are back at the Rio? For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheatre.ca.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And speaking of the theater, I think it's time for some Rodgers and Hammerstein. Here is the Orchestral Suite from Oklahoma. This is the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with Eric Kunzel conducting.
Thank you.
rousing performance enough to get you up on a Sunday morning. That was Oklahoma, Rodgers and Hammerstein, performed by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with Eric Kunzel conducting.
Sun Yat-sen was a Chinese revolutionary political figure, the first president and founding father of modern Chinese democracy. As the foremost pioneer of the Republic of China, Sun is referred to as the father of the nation in Taiwan and the forerunner of democratic revolution in the People's Republic of China. Although he is considered one of the greatest leaders of Chinese history, his political life was one of constant struggle and frequent exile. Sun Yat-sen's biggest political legacy is his political philosophy known as the Three Principles of the People: nationalism, democracy, and livelihood. He died at the age of 58 in 1925. In Vancouver's historic Chinatown, the classical Chinese garden is named in his honor.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos on that same station, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue this morning with some music from Beethoven's String Quartet No. 12 in E-flat major. Now, this is the first of his five late quartets. They were composed back in 1824, just right after he completed his Ninth Symphony. And this scherzando is reminiscent of the fugal textures and rhythmic verve of the Ninth. We're going to be hearing a performance this morning by Quartetto Italiano. The Scherzando from Beethoven's String Quartet No. 12 in E-flat. That was Quartetto Italiano. And Bard on the Beach is fast arriving, and in honor of Shakespeare, let's hear some operatic music which celebrates Shakespearean subjects. This morning, by Gounod. This is his opera to Romeo and Juliet. This is Catherine Malfitano and the Orchestra of the Capital of Toulouse.
Si se breva agitesse.
music from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. That was the voice of Catherine Malfitano and the orchestra of the capital of Toulouse.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And you have been listening to Classical Chaos this morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And just some concert listings to take note of, some great concert listings. The third annual Joy of Music is coming up. It's a Youth for Youth benefit in support of the BC Children's Hospital. And that's coming up very quickly on June 10th at 5 p.m. at the VCC School of Music Auditorium. Get this, tickets are only $25 at the door. Should be a great show. Also, if you do love opera, like our last selection, you can hear Britain's favorite baritone, Sir Thomas Allen. He's part of the 2012 Songfire Festival of Song, and that's coming up on June 13th at 8 p.m. right here on the UBC campuses at the Chan Center for Performing Arts, and you can get tickets there at Ticketmaster. Now, once again, you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I invite you to stay tuned now for Ethiopian News Radio with Worku and Shuk Shuk. I'll leave you now with some great music by Miriam Makeba. Till next time.
Hindone ngathi niyanxila nje bathi walala mini sadliwa mathamsanqa mama. Window wenzani umbi kangaka tiza kwenzani umbi kangaka window wenzani umbi kangaka tiza kwenzani umbi kangaka uya babona bekola shanje uya babona magqirha oya uya babona bekola shanje uya babona magqirha oya walilu mtana uhlatywe ngameva asingomeva italafia ayilo mtana uyakuthanda ukoyanyiswa ezindongeni andikatali noma kutheni isana sami singonile andikatali noma kutheni isana sami singonile walila walila lo mtana walila uhlatywe ngameva Yanyiswa ezindongeni andikatali noma kutheni isana sami singonile andikatali noma kutheni isana sami singonile walila walila lo mtana walila uhlatywe ngameva